You are holding Daf Nun Aleph Omer Aleph on top. And Lishal was, how do we know that the Mincha Chavitim that a Kohen Gadol brings every single day that has even Doicha Shabbos? So therefore we dashin that Abayu Amar Omer Kodah Pasuk says Tzolus Mincha Tomid. So the Tzolus Mincha says now means Hareyu Kemincha Tomidim, that the Chavitim Kohen Gadol is like a Korban HaTomid. It's just like the Korban HaTomid is Doicha Shabbos. Who are then the Mincha of a Kohen Gadol is also Doicha Shabbos. Rabba says, Al Machavas, the Pasuk says, Melamed Shetuna Kli, that you have to put it inside a Kli, that the Minchas Machavas has to have a Kedushas Kli, you have to put it into a Kli Shoros, and Mela gets a Kedushas Aguf. So therefore he says, V'yof Olome Yesmol, if you would bake the Minchas of Kohen Gadol on Erev Shabbos, and that was the question, who says you let to bake it and make it on Shabbos? Maybe you should bake it on Erev Shabbos. So the answer is no, that if you would bake it from the Esma on Erev Shabbos, is Solei Belina. It would have a soul of Lina, that since you have to bake it in the Kli Shoros, the Ma'al Al-Machvas, Shetuna Kli, and the Kli Shoros gives the Kedusha Saguf, so it has to be used up that day, or be a soul Lina if you leave it over till tomorrow. So Pshita, therefore, you have to make it on Shabbos. That's also reason to say why the Chavita Kohen Gadol is Zeicha Shabbos. Tanika Bosa the Rava, bring a proof like Rava, that it says Al Machabas, that the Chavitim is called Al Machabas, which we darshin, Malamid, Shetun and Kli, that you have to put it inside a Kli Shoros. Then the Pasuk says Bashemin, it says Al Machabas, Bashemin, Teyosa. So what does the word Bashemin mean? So it comes to tell us, Lohisuf Lashemin, that you have to add Ishemin oil into the Sorin of the Kohen Gadol. But the any day, Kama, do not know how much shemen, how much oil he has to add into this Isorin. So Reini Dam, let's find it out from someplace else. Nemo kan shem, it says the word shemen here by this Chavita Kohen Gadol. V'nemo lahalan b'minchas nesochim shemen. Says the regular minchas nesochim, the mincha that's brought with a korban oil. It also says the word shemen. Says by the nesochim, the shemen that's brought with the korban atomid, it says the word shemen, v'nemal halam v'minchas nesachim shemen, is so ma'al halam, just like by the korban atomid, when they brought the mincha, how much shemen was with it? Shloishes lugin, li sarin, there is three lugin for the sarin, because it says a roiva hin. So Rashi says a roiva, a quarter of a hin, is gimel lugin, because a hin is yudbeis lugin. And the pasuk says roiva hin, so you have to put three lugin of shemen to the sarin of flour. So maybe Yafkan here also. By this mincha of the Chavit, the Kohen Gadol brings, maybe also, Shleshes Lugin Li Sorin, for the Sorin of flour that it brings, you also have to have three Lugin of Shemen. That's one way to learn out. Or maybe, Klach Baderach Zu, let's learn out this way. That Nema Kan Shemen, truth says here by the Chavit, the Kohen Gadol, it says the word Shemen. The Nema, the Minchas Nedova Shemen, when the regular person brings in a Nedova, it also says the word Shemen. Rashi says, Vayitzak Olo Shemen. If so, Ma'al Alan Lug Echod, it's enough to bring just one Lug of Shemen for the Sorin. So maybe Yavkan here also by the Chavit Kohen Gadol. Maybe Yavkan Lug Echod, it's enough to have one Lug of Shemen. So Mora says, if so, Nira, let's see Lemidoyma. Where should we learn out this Chavit and this Minch of the Kohen Gadol? Should we learn it out from Minchas Nesochim? Or should we learn out from Minchas Nedova? The Mor says, Donin Tabasht, Mi Tabasht. What does that mean to say, Todir, that both come every single day? The Minchas Nesochim of a Korban Atomen and Minchas Kohen Gadol. And also, Doicha Shabbos, they're both Doicha Shabbos. And Doicha Tumah, they're both Dwar Petumah. But, so therefore, it's Mustafa to learn out the Minchas Kohen Gadol from Minchas Nesochim. And we ain't done a tabash, and not learn out these in Yonah from a Kohen Gadol, Mishena Tabash. From a Minchas Nedova, that's not Teicha Shabbos, that does not put Petumah, it's not other. So don't learn out from a Minchas Nedova, rather say you need Gimel Lugin for the Sorin. That's one Svara. Or maybe no. Or Klach Laderazu, maybe learn out the other way. That Donin Yagil Miyagil. What does that mean to say? Yochid, that both a Minchas Nedova and a Kohen Gadol are both Yechidim. Avukim Minchas Nesachim as a Korban Tzibor. The Glal Atzmo, it comes by itself. not because of a korban. A minchas nesachim of the korban atamid comes because of the korban atamid. Here the minchas kain gadol and the minchas agava comes because of itself. And also, levoina, they both have levoina. Mashenkin Rashi says the minchas nesachim is the time of levoina. The minchas is brought for nesachim for the korban atamid. You do not have to have levoina. So I should rather learn out the minchas kain gadol for minchas nedava. And the yain don in yagil mishen yagil. I should not learn out a minchas kain gadol from a minchas nesachim. So that's the shalom. Which way should we learn it out from? Gemara says Rabbi Yishmael benoi Shereb Yechim and Baruch Reina. That the pasuk says Seilas mincha tamid is harei lecho kiminchas tamidim. That the pasuk before says Astira Seifa Seilas mincha tamid, that this mincha of the Kohen Gadol has lacha like the Tamid. It's so ma minchas tamidim, just like the minchas brought by the tamidim. Gimel lugin lisarim, there are three lugin of oil for every sarin of flour. Is that can by the minchas chavit the Kohen Gadol also gimel lugin lisarim? You have to have three lugin of shemen for the sarin of flour. That's where Rabbi Shmuel ben Baruchah learns out. Rabbi Shmuel learns out to say that you need gimel lugin of shemen for the minchas Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shimon says like this. Reba kan shemen. It says the next word here, it says al machvas ba shemen. There's a reba that you need shemen here by this minchas kain godom. Reba be minchas kvosim. The same thing by minchas kvosim. Also there's a reba, but it says next time the word shemen. Again, reba be minchas kvosim shemen, meaning by this minchas nesachim that you have to bring gimelugim. That's a reba. It's more than usual. It's so malhalan shloishelugim. Just like by the minchas nesachim, you have to have a ribuy of gimelugin lisorin is afkan. That's a svari also by the minchas of the Kohen Gadol. Since the pasuk says next word by shemen, which udashti means lohistiv, you have to have more than usual shemen. It's a svari say afkan shloishes lugin lisorin. You should have to have three lugim of shemen for the lisorin of flour. That's one svara. Oy klach maybe no. Let's look for derech zu this way. Learn now. That ribu kan shemen, true, there's a ribu here by minchas kain gadol amachvas ba shemen, you have to have a special amount of shemen. Ribu by minchas porim v'yelim shemen, there's a ribu by the minchas you bring by a porim v'yelim. That there it says, Rashi says, beiz lugin lisorim. If siva pashas last lecho, yikuva ben boker, sola shloshes lisorim, lulu ba shemen chatihin, tain of vob lugin, shtain lisorim, ovaal ksiv lau tasim, yichasodosh, shnei yisorim bol v'shemen. So it comes out that you need two lugin for the elim. So it's a, and there's a ribuy. The Gemara says, "Come shem ribu minchas porim ve'elim shem." So maybe malala, just like by the porim ve'elim, the din is shnei lugin lisaron. You have to have more than one, but you have to have two lugin for the saron of flour. So maybe here by the Kohen Gadol also, maybe afkan shnei lugin lisaron. It's enough to have two lugin of shemen for every saron. But maybe not, you have to have three. So that's the shalom we have learned out from. From mincha pesachim to have three lugim, or from the mincha by the porim and the elim, it's enough to have gimel lugim of shemen. So where it says again, nira letzi lemidem, where should we rather learn out the mincha of the Kohen Gadol? So don in mincha bo yisarin, the mincha bo yisar bi yisarin. Learn out this mincha of the Kohen Gadol, just like the mincha that comes with the korban atamid, that it's only nisarin a flower. So therefore both should have to have gimel lugim of shemen. But the yain don in mincha bo yisaron, do not learn out this mincha of the Kohen Gadol that comes in yisaron of flour, mi mincha bo beis the gimel esrainim, from the mincha that comes with the power and the yelim, because there's two and three yisarons of flour, there's more flour. So do not learn out this din from that din. So this is the biggest svar, this is another way to learn out that about the mincha of the Kohen Gadol is more done with the mincha of the Sachim. Since they both come with yisaron, and you do not learn out from the porim v'elim, because there it comes with gimel yisaron. Give base the gimel yisraim. Now the Gemara says, "Agu fakasha." The kasha is brayse to start off with. Omata was starting off the brayse by saying the pasuk says here next word amachvas ba shemen is noisav lo shemen. So that you have to have a bigger amount of shemen. And so what did Tony? Then we say nema kan shemen. For nema v'minchas nedava shemen. You have to learn out the minchas kain goda from a regular minchas medava. That there all you have to have a lug of shemen. So what's the havmin to say here by kain goda? You have to have a lug. That's pshiti, you have to have at least a lug. The shalom of the pasuk says the word bashemin, it's a ribu, you have to have more than just one. So what's the havmin to say at shibudayim to minchas medava? Just one lug of shemen. Some rabbi abayis with this, enech nami. Man tan, who's the tano? That bashemin loisif? Then it says the extra word here, machmas bashemin. So enech nami, according to Rabbi Shimon, that the word bashemin is loisif. The enech nami, there was no half minute to learn out minchas kain godol from a regular minchas nadova. But the pshaf the more before was going to be the lunemakama that uvedina man kumhadr, that who is the one that learns not like Rabbi Shimon? And the pshat is then mukamah to learn out the ikar adin, how much shemen do you need here by the minchas kain godol, and it's not a ribui. That's Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael holds that shemen is not a ribui. It's only coming to tell us what's the ikar amount of shemen kaveyat halacha. So Nechrami, according to Rabbi Yishmael, there would be half me to learn out minchas chavit kain godol from a regular minchas nedova. Now the Gemara says, Rav Huna bred Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Kula Rabbi Yishmael binoi Shereb Yechim and Brukehi. This whole thing goes according to Rabbi Yishmael. Vokhi Kovah, this is what the Brayta means to say. Ba'ashemen, when the Pesach says Ba'ashemen here by Minchas Kain Godol, Lo'isef Lo Shemen. It comes to say there's an extra amount of Shemen. Because the Likvoy Yishmael only comes to teach us the Yikatrius of Shemen itself. Lo'itzarach, for that I would not need a Pesach. Tivon, because the Chsivdei, since the Pesach says, Al Machavas. It says Al Machavas in the frying pin. Keminchas Machavas Damya. So from that word alone, I would know it means like a regular Minchas Machavas that you have to have at least a Luk Shemen. If so, what is the pasuk saying by Shemen for? It must mean Lois of Lo Shemen. Oh yeah, maybe not that way. El Lekvoya Lo Shemen. Maybe no. Maybe still, when the pasuk says the word by Shemen, it's coming to teach us that you need Shemen altogether here. Why? Because the lekos of Rachamona b'shemen, if the pasuk wouldn't have said this extra word b'shemen, I would have maybe thought havamino tevi kiminchas chayta. Maybe even though it says amachavas, maybe it means to say that the mincha of a kohen gadol is like a minchas chayta. So maybe you would not have to have shemen at all. That's what the Brayta is talking about. We have to know whether the pasuk b'shemen has come to teach us that b'chlal you need shemen, or whether it's come to teach us that really you need more than just amalug. His odama, then he says tevi nami lekvayel shemen. Even if you want to say yes, that this word bashemen has come to teach us the chlal, that you have to have shemen by the minchas machabas, still, teise midino, let's learn out from a limud to say that minchas machabas, that minchas kohen gadol has to have gimel lugin of shemen. For dam dino, so first he won't learn out from the alocha, lo yasle, he could learn out from a posik. And therefore, for yatsle kro, therefore needs a posik to teach us, Selas Minchas Tomid Kidemasain Rabbi Shmuel Milsay. Like Rabbi Shmuel ends off his alocha. And that's the Psham Rabbi Shmuel. The fact is that having me to say maybe Shemin is Yeribui, maybe Shemin is not a Ribui, maybe it's only come in the Kaveyam. If Shemin is only come teach us you have to have Shemin, then how do we know you have to have a Ribui? You have to have Gimalugin? That runs out of him. It says Selas Minchas Tomid that this Minchas Kohen Gadol is like the Mincha Bro with Kavana Tomid. And just like that Mincha has to have Gimalugin, here also by the mincha of a kohen gadol, you have to have gimulugim shemen. Now the Gemara says that Rabbi says no. I'll tell you, kula Rabbi Shimon. This whole price that goes according to Rabbi Shimon. And then Echlam, even though he says the word by shemen is a ribui, still there was a havmin to learn out that this mincha is like the mincha nedava. And what he meant to say was like this: v'ilu lo nema kamar. If it wouldn't have said the word by shemen, v'ogi kamar. Bashem loisav loshem enechnami. The word Bashem means to say ribu. You have to have more than the regular amount of luk shemen. There you have to have gimulugim. The luk veil loshem. Because if the word Bashem is only come to teach us that you have to have shemen altogether, like do not think it's like a minchas chayta. Let's say that I do not need a pasuk. Kivon dichsiv bo al machavas. Since the pasuk says it's al machavas, it's kamachvas damya that at least this mincha of a kohen gadol is like a regular mincha kodav of a machabas, that you have to have shemen. So, v'yad shelo yemer shemen b'shemen yesh li b'din. But then he also speaks out that even without the extra word v'shemen, still I would know from a din, a svarat, learn out the after of gimel. V'dandino. So first he wants to send in a svaro that you have to have gimulug in shem by the sminkos kohen godol. But lo yasilei, it did not come out with some svaro, some kavachaymor. He cannot learn out one from the other. And therefore, what's his maskona of Shimon? V'yasuch v'shemen and echnam itai. He needs the word v'shemen to teach us a ribui. For now, machavas, I know that this minzah for sure needs shemen. Now, when the pasuk says v'shemen, it means not only a regular lug, but it means more. The Roman, then he says, Tehebe kiminchas parun v'yelam. Maybe I could learn it out even without the extra word shemen. Maybe without the extra word v'shemen, I can learn out that this minchas kain god is like a minchas of parun v'yelam. That he needs at least days lugim of shemen. The Roman, then he says, no. Gonan mincha haboy seren. About this more of a learn